Welcome to the Firm Report.
Hi, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Firm Report. Today we have Wallace Stanley, the Hammer, from Virginia. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good to be here. Good to be with you.
Yeah, appreciate you coming by and spending the time to join us.
Absolutely.
So, the Hammer, how did it originate?
Well, there are a number of Hammers around the country.
All right.
They're good friends of mine. But I was the Hammer before I was a lawyer.
Okay.
In utero, it was like this. My mother said, it hits like a hammer. I've been a hammer ever since I was born, all right? So I'm not saying the other guys copied me, but yeah, they did.
They did? There was, I'll tell you, on the radio, growing up in South Florida,
yeah.
There was Hank Goldberg, the Hammer.
Yes, there are a few. And there was Jim the Hammer Shapiro from Buffalo, New York.
He was a radio lawyer?
No. He was a lawyer.
Okay.
And he got in a little trouble, and they hammered him, the bar did. But we all got to be careful.
So when it comes to consumers and plaintiffs, why is it important to work with the Hammer?
Well, I am a real person. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to Cornell Law School, which is a great law school.
Yep.
But what law schools do is they take the humanity out of you and make you an attorney. So you say things like, when did you alight from the vehicle? Instead of, when did you get out of the car? So I am a real person. I identify with my clients, and I don't like to call them clients. I like to call them my family.
Yeah.
I represent the forgotten, the injured, the damned, the school teacher, the little league coach, the truck driver, all these people who don't, afraid of lawyers,
yeah,
don't know lawyers, until they need a lawyer. And big money, big insurance companies are coming down on them, wanting to pay them as little as possible. Mm-hmm. And I fight for them, and that's what I do.
Understood. And people need representation in this environment.
People hate lawyers until they need one. You know, lawyers are the only group that you can make jokes about and nobody takes offense. Think about that. I mean, you hear lawyer jokes all the time and people tell them, and no one gets afraid that you're going to offend a lawyer. In fact, many lawyers tell lawyer jokes. You can't tell jokes, sexist jokes, racist. You got to be careful. But you can tell lawyer jokes because it has been ingrained by the big corporations that lawyers are trouble, lawyers are problems. But lawyers are the ones who fight for people against the establishment to get them compensation, get them recognition. You know, the law is about two things. Mm-hmm. Criminal law is about your freedom, and civil law is about money. If somebody hits somebody in a collision, the justice says, well, let me hit you in a collision. It doesn't work that way.
Uh-huh.
It's all about money. And I fight to get people as much money as I can for them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in what we do, aside from the fact that I'm a great guy, more I get for them, the more I get for me. But lawyers are the great leveler, and that's what we do. And if it weren't for lawyers, you know, Shakespeare, people said, he said, let's kill all the lawyers. You know why he wanted to kill all the lawyers? Because lawyers are people who were the equalizers. That's why. Because the lawyers went against the establishment since the beginning of time to get the little guy what he deserves. That's why they wanted to kill all the lawyers in Shakespeare's time.
Understood.
And but we're still alive.
Hey, you guys are alive
and run
a lot of society.
You
lawyers, attorneys, they definitely, they're embedded throughout all of our national office.
As they should be.
State levels, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, consumers and the representation. It's how minor is something that, like, somebody like me might think is a minor injury or a consumer out there, but they're really injured. And my understanding is that, you know, 10, 15 miles an hour even, you could have severe injuries.
People want people to believe, mm-hmm, that if they're in a collision, because the damage to the car isn't much, that they couldn't be damaged. That's totally untrue.
Yeah.
Totally untrue. You know, it's like a building gets gets hit. And, you know, you see, it looks fine to me, but the lights aren't working and the windows aren't going up. And you can't open the door because of the impact of that collision. But from the outside, it looks great.
Yeah.
People are not metal. They are impacted by these collisions. And they are injured by these collisions. And just because you can't see the injury, and just because somebody didn't break a bone, doesn't mean that it has not significantly hurt them and affected their life.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. And people want to believe that unless the car is crushed like a vise, that they're not hurt. That's totally untrue.
Understood. And I would say from your years in practice, like, what's one of the most impactful cases that's maybe impacted you and also just even the severity, something that might not look as severe on the cover, but has really revealed itself?
People ask me that all the time, and I must tell you that all my cases are important to me, and they all roll into one. It's like I do a case and I try a case, and I'm a trial lawyer. I try cases. I taught trial advocacy at the University of Virginia Institute of Advocacy for 20 years. I taught lawyers how to try cases. But once the case is tried, I move on to the other case, and the case sort of fades away. And the cases I remember the most.
What's that?
Are the cases not where I did great. Are the cases where I didn't get what I thought I should get, or the cases where it just, you know, sometimes it didn't work out where I like. And the clients would come to me and say to me, and this would break my heart, say, "Mr. Stanley, I know you did the best you could, did a great job." And they would feel sorry for me because I felt so bad for them. Uh-huh. That is rare, but that happens, and those cases stay with me. The cases where I win millions of dollars, you know, everybody's happy, everybody goes, you know, we all have a drink, but fine. But the cases where I felt maybe I could have gotten more, I should have gotten more, I should have done something different, they're rare, but it happens. Those are the ones that stick with me.
Understood, and that's very impactful.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a marketer, and I hear from all types of firms as to what their goals or initiatives are, trial law is essentially, unfortunately, becoming, I believe, like a lost art. I have a great appreciation from it, from the era I grew up in. We watched the O.J. Simpson trial live on TV, got to see Johnny Cochran and his great, you know, as a trial lawyer. But a lot of, you know, attorneys, lawyers that we speak to, sometimes, you know, it's about settling out, you know. But the trial law, I believe, is an art that needs
trial
to continue.
Trial law, and I teach trial law, and I've been a trial lawyer. And I've known the great trial lawyers. I don't know if some of you people have ever heard of the great man Jerry Spence, who just died recently. In my opinion, the greatest trial lawyer this country has had. And I was at the first trial lawyers college in 1994. Problem with trial lawyers in this country is that it's what I call the United States of amnesia. There are great trial lawyers, but what happens is when people know the case makes the lawyer doesn't make the case. By that I mean O.J. Simpson trial. Back in the day, if you're old enough to remember, you knew who Johnny Cochran was because he represented O.J. Simpson. Now, Johnny Cochran was a great lawyer before O.J. Simpson trial ever showed up, but people didn't know it. So the case makes the lawyer doesn't make the case. And when the lawyers pass, when they're gone, people forget. Everybody heard of Clarence Darrow, right? You've heard of Clarence Darrow?
Yeah.
Great trial lawyer. Were you aware that Clarence Darrow was accused of jury tampering and was tried for jury tampering? You weren't aware of that, were you?
No.
Well, wouldn't you like to know what lawyer Clarence Darrow chose to represent him?
That'd be interesting.
Wouldn't you like to know that?
Yeah.
The guy's name was Earl Rogers, one of the greatest lawyers this country ever produced, but you never heard of him. Mm-hmm. I know of him because I taught about it. Earl Rogers, his daughter was Adelia Rogers St. John, who wrote Hollywood scripts in the 30s. Mm-hmm. wrote a movie about him called Counselor at Law. That's the one Darryl picked, and he was found not guilty. But lawyers forget, and people forget. United States of amnesia.
Well, that case makes the lawyer, that's a very impactful statement. And it does take a lot of building for, I think, a case to find the lawyer in the first place. And, you know, here at MTMP, I believe that, you know, Papantonio built a great platform to develop awareness.
Pap is great. I love Pap, and MTMP is great, and what he's done, and the fighting to, you know, for these mass torts is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I give credit, all the credit to Pap. He's done a fantastic job.
Oh, and it goes beyond mass torts. I mean, he
absolutely
empowers guys on the injury side, and
Pap is, I'm all for Pap.
Oh, and that, yeah, in this platform, you know, you learn of various attorneys or John Ustall, who's giving a presentation right now.
Right, yeah.
You know, cases that have been refused by other attorneys lawyers that
somebody's got to take the chance.
Well, somebody looks at it a little bit different.
Yeah.
And, you know, builds that case into that case that defines the lawyer, as you state.
Yeah, but let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. Somebody's accused of a crime, a big celebrity.
Yeah.
And that's when you find out who the lawyer is. You say, guy's got to be great because he represents him.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. But there are a lot of great lawyers
who you'll
never, ever hear of. Fantastic guys.
Well, as a teacher to many lawyers and attorneys, what would you say to them about the art of trial law and encouraging them to take that extra step to go beyond the settlement? And
I would say that you got to be real, and you got to be a person, mm-hmm. and you can't set yourself up. When you say to the jury, "My client," the jury says, "This is a guy's being paid." The highest, you know, criminal law people represent criminal defense. That's really tough. Mm-hmm. That's hard, and you have to be real to the jury. You have to be a real person. You can't be an attorney. You got to be a person, and unfortunately, a lot of lawyers lose that. And you've got to get back to that, and be, you know, on a jury trial. If you're doing a case where let's say it's a collision case, right? Mm-hmm. And you try to talk to the jury. If one of the jurors was in a horrible collision, that will make much more to them, mean much more to them than anything you can say. So you have to work with that and deal with that. And you know, if you're trying a case, you are in the theater, but it really is a theater. That's why all these lawyer movies and television shows are so popular. But you have a play where you can't pick the actors.
Uh-huh.
Where you can't pick the audience, where you can't pick the critic, the judge, and you're trying to do it all. It's very hard.
Oh, it's definitely challenging.
Yeah.
But definitely it's something that's, I would say, a key part of the American justice system.
It is the key. The jury system is the key to the American justice system. And you're right, unfortunately, it is fading away rapidly.
Well, you need to have the lawyers that are willing to take the cases to trial, to
That's
do
right.
the
to,
depositions.
To a jury.
Yeah.
You have, you know, the mediators and the other people aren't trying cases.
Yeah.
But that is the key. The jury system this country was founded on the jury system. It's in the Constitution. Absolutely.
Oh, it's like we all had the opportunity to take a picture with Eli Manning last night, did
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, I did.
And Super Bowl champ, right?
Yes.
We talked about how many Super Bowl champs are there. About less than 60 at the moment, right?
Not right. Not only that, he beat Brady twice, I believe.
And as a Dolphin fan, you know, I appreciate what he had done.
Right.
But, you know, to go back to law and practicing as an attorney and a lawyer, you know, some people enter the field and, you know, look to serve justice for their clients.
Right.
At the end of the day, then the money becomes part of the picture.
Right.
And then they go to settlements, and like some of my clients, they say, you know, you have to find like a reason, a why to this work. Like to Eli, a why to the work is winning that Super Bowl. Or, you know, the elite athletes that become legends and not just, you know, I would say another athlete making a lot of money.
Right.
Is the impact that they had made on their career choice.
Yeah, well, we all admire the great athletes. But unlike the great lawyers, they live on.
Uh-huh.
They live on. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig. Great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Jim Thorpe and great. I mean, these people live on
for sure.
But the lawyers don't.
Well, some of them do. They live on in the books. The
answer is for the regular person.
Yeah.
Ask them to name a lawyer, big celebrity, a big famous lawyer.
Uh-huh.
They might name the one currently, and they might name Clarence Darrow, but they don't know any others.
Well, when it comes to how you teach the lawyers of the future, or even lawyers that are just coming for additional trial law education, or just helping craft them into the professionals that you've become and the impact that you've made for your clients, like, what's, like, one of the key things that you really try to, or even a handful of them that you try to drive
well,
in?
If you're a lawyer, you can't chase fame. You shouldn't chase fame.
Yeah. Nor in any profession.
Well, I don't know about other professions, but maybe if you're a movie actor,
perhaps. Nor in any, yes.
Okay. But you need to do right for your client. Mm-hmm. So you are the hero of that motion picture. You are the hero of that play. And if you are the one for your client, I like to call your family, that is what's important. Don't chase the headlines. Don't chase, I represent this guy, so I'm in the news.
Yeah.
Do what's right for your people, and that is the best reward.
That's awesome. Yeah, and definitely, you know, even to, like, go back to some of those references with athletes or, you know, some of those that, like, we all remember, they were always, like, I believe, chasing something beyond the headlines.
That's right.
It was
but
self-driven.
But, you know, a great quarterback like Eli Manning, he had that front line to help him out. And a lot of people don't remember.
Well, they all have a team around them.
That's right. You got
to
have a team.
Yeah.
And Eli, you know, and his brother Peyton might get all the credit. But, you know, maybe the guy who blocked for him is the reason that he got that winning touchdown.
Or the guy that made that catch.
That's right.
On his
that's
head
right.
That, you know, basically
right.
saved the
a lot
game.
Of those guys, you know, you don't get the credit.
Well,
but Eli knows.
Hey, you know, it's the teammates. It's,
that's
you know,
right.
it's
that's
always.
Right.
Even as a lawyer, law firm, y'all can't operate single-handedly. There's great paralegals.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you have to appreciate them and help them and give them the recognition that they deserve.
As well as I'm sure the clients have to do their share as well to...
Yes, absolutely.
...help you make an impact.
Yes, absolutely.
And, well, I definitely appreciate the time. And
it's been great being with you.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, at Exults, we're always focused on driving results. Throughout your career, whether it's personal or business, what's, like, something key that has really helped you drive the results that you have driven for yourself?
What helped me drive the results, and I got to be totally frank with you guys. You see some of these websites, and it's like, in my spare time, I like to knit. In my spare time, I like to, you know, I mean, I have great appreciation for golfers, but I'm not a golfer.
Yeah.
My life is my practice and my clients. That's what I do. And that's what I think about. And that's what gives me satisfaction. And that's what I enjoy. You know, as they say, if you love what you do, it's not a job.
Correct.
And I love what I do. And I enjoy helping people, and I enjoy fighting for people, and I'm not looking to get away from doing that. That's what I think is important for you to love what you do. I know some lawyers who can't wait to retire. The answer is, I don't know what else to do but representing the forgotten, the injured, and the damned to get them justice, and I'm gonna keep doing it as long as I can.
That's awesome. The Hammer, Mr. Stanley.
Thank
Mr. Roll Stanley, I appreciate the time, the opportunity to
Absolutely.
Sit down with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care.
The Firm Report, brought to you by Exults, a full-service digital marketing agency helping law firms reach new heights.